This is Davin's Den.
All right, thank you guys for hanging out. Davin's Den, having a good time tonight. We just talked about lizard screwing, which if you guys are looking for lizard screwing, we're the show for you.
You know what that is going to be? How we're instead of Wrecking Ball Radio,
yeah,
lizard screwing radio.
They don't talk about that on the pet store shows.
Mm-mm.
We do, though. You're welcome. You're welcome, America. All right, let's do some what?
We support the World Wildlife Fund.
Wild. We put the wild in the wildlife fund. Let's do some scamming scammers. Let's do that. Okay. When we last left Fake Davin and Michelle, he had questions about whether they were together because they'd been fighting so much.
Yeah.
And everything. And this was news to her.
She didn't seem really able to answer that question.
No. But she did want him to write to her General Assembly to get her to leave. And Fake Davin was amenable. And they seemed to be on the same page with that. So that was the gist of what happened.
Thank goodness these kids are back together.
Yeah. So we'll move to June 22nd of 2020. So she goes, "Why do I smile like an idiot when you're texting me?" I go, "LOL, you never told me that either." I go, "It's just been a lot of fighting lately. Last week, I thought you wanted to be intimate, but alas, I was mistaken. I feel I've been pushed away." That was the whole bed thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
she just wanted a picture of the bed. Let me know you have a bed. Are you a floor sleeper?
Now take a picture. It's like, wait a minute. I thought we were going to have sexy times. What's all this
photo
shoot?
No. Just a picture.
Just a picture of the bed. You in the bed.
Do you have a duvet?
Yeah. What thread count are you rocking?
I won't talk to a man who doesn't have a duvet. I'm a lady of means. She goes, "Oh, no, I haven't, okay? You are still on my thought all the time, and I have no reasons to push you away from me, okay? I feel good to talk to you." And then she sends me a picture of a kitty, of a doggy, and it looks like Nacho.
It does look like Nacho.
Nacho. An orange cat and a dog cuddling. She goes, "This is 8:53 in the morning." She goes, "You are still sleeping?" And then 8:57, "Text me once you woke. I just returned back from patrolling ground at this moment. In a few minutes, I'll be going to our general head to request for they leave. Apply later. Both day office email, too." And this is how you know it's going to be a well-written letter.
Yeah, I'm going back to the general head and the, what?
I love general head.
Yeah. So no, it's just so random.
So that you will follow up with them and discuss. At 9:17, I guess I get around to checking my phone. I go, "Good morning." She goes, "Morning," and 5 kissing emojis.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "How was your night? Today you woke up so late. Why?" I go, "You were used to me sleeping 2 hours a night, LOL. I go, "I think I'm just physically and emotionally exhausted. I've been working hard for Linda." Now remember, Linda was the young, attractive widower across the street, the neighbor.
I thought she was next door.
Is that where she was?
She's next door.
She might be next door. These are my townhouse days.
Yeah, across the street, next door, whatever. Yeah,
it's a lot, people are a lot closer than they are now.
It's like lock in on it's the young widow.
Yes. "I think I'm just physically and emotionally exhausted. I've been working hard for Linda, and our constant fighting and uncertainty about our relationship has probably taken a toll on me."
Mm-hmm.
She goes, "Oh, for real?" And then like 9 like puzzled emojis.
What part puzzled you, dear?
I go, "What are you asking me is for real?"
Right?
She goes, "What you told me sounds amazing. Where are you now?" It sounds amazing. I don't understand.
Talk about somebody like drifting off and then trying to get back into the conversation.
Speaking of, Joe, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe, say that sounds amazing.
He can't. He has alcohol in his gullet right now. I go, "What did I tell you? That sounds amazing." She goes, "I think I'm just physically and emotionally exhausted." Oh, so she, the whole thing. I go, "Why is that amazing that our constant fighting is taking a toll on me?" She goes, "Ha, ha, ha, ha," and like a bunch of crying, laughing emojis.
Oh, that's psychotic.
That is like seriously, oh, well, you're a serial killer.
Yeah, it's taking a toll on me.
Did you have a mental snap, dear?
Yeah.
She goes, "Where are you now?" I go, "I don't understand what is funny. Please explain."
Because It's not.
Well, maybe you don't understand her humor.
No, I do. It's not.
She goes, no worry, baby. Who is fighting is taking a toll on me. I go, just explain. Our fighting over the past few weeks, you and I, and you thinking it is funny makes me really wonder about you. I don't know if she's all in, Pip.
I don't think she's all in her own mind.
She goes, no, baby, I'm sorry. I don't mean that, okay? Just forgive me. I am very so sorry for that. I go, if that is how you feel, that is fine. I'd like to know, though. She goes, baby, I'm sorry. I did not mean to laugh on you, please. And it's not like when you're having a conversation and you inadvertently laugh.
Right.
She manually hit many emoji laughing emojis.
A whole bunch of them.
Yes. I go, Michelle, I really need to know if you're caring and nurturing or if pain is a joke. We have been together long enough. I need to know what type of woman you are. She goes, baby, for me, I used to be happy both bad and good time, okay? I go, happy is good, but compassion is important to me. I need to know that the person I am with is not laughing at me when I am hurt.
Yeah.
That's very reasonable for a man who's about to go to Yemen. Yeah, you ever been with those people?
Actually, yes.
Yeah, it's not nice.
No. When you fall on your ass and you really hurt yourself and they're just like dying because it looks funny.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but I'm really hurt.
It's nervous laughter. You better be fucking nervous if I'm okay. I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, that's right. If I can get up, you're dead.
She goes, it's okay. I go, what's okay? She goes, what are you doing now? She goes, I have already get our general email address. That'll be very, very easy for you to reach him. I go writing. Yeah, I go, you never answered what was okay. She goes, happy is good, but compassion is important to me. I need to know that. So that's what she was saying. I said, it's okay. Let's just consider it. Now you got the English is deteriorating rapidly.
Yeah, done.
I go, can you be compassionate? She goes, for once. I mean, can you be a compassionate person towards me? She goes, yes, of course. I go, okay, I'm just trying to figure things out. What is your plan? Do you just want to come to America and go your own way? Do you want a life with me? What do you want?
Yeah.
She goes, well, I really want to return back home for some reasons, according to what I explained to you since days ago now. However, spend time with you. That's why I wanted you to help me and request for the leave apply for me, please. I know you really understand me very well.
Not when you're speaking this way. No. As a matter of fact, that's really funny that she ended with that, because I was going to say, could you read the beginning?
What the hell happened here? We lost internet.
Of course. Are you there, Joe?
Yep.
Okay.
I can't even get where the. Oh, there we go.
The interwebs are down.
Yeah. What the hell? Let's see. So much for Optimum coming out and fixing shit. That's a fun fairy tale.
Yeah.
I can't connect to this network. What the hell? Let's see. Are we still on over here? Yeah, it's still broadcasting, but I can't get this computer. You are currently offline. I know that.
Huh. Close. Connect. That's really weird. So we're broadcasting.
I don't know. Let's see.
Shit.
You lost online too?
I
can't with them. With cable.
I'm going to go reset the router.
Oh, then that's going to knock me off for 20 minutes.
It'll knock you off for like 10 minutes. 5 minutes.
Wow.
All right. Whatever. All right. Well.
Do you want to just try again? No,
I mean, the podcast is still recording. So hopefully that'll keep on recording.
Not if we knock off the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I'm back. I'm back on one computer.
Let's see if I can.
No, I can't, but one of my computers is on. I mean, I can't. So what, you're going to reboot everything?
I was just going to reboot.
You got to call them, please.
I'm not going to call them tomorrow.
Fine, okay.
I wonder...
What do you wonder?
Well, I wonder if there's... Is there a way, if this gets rebooted, that Are we still recording?
I think so, yes.
Because I was thinking that, you know, instead of, like, trying to broadcast on Facebook or anything else...
No, I'm just going to keep going, because right now it's still recording.
Okay.
Okay, then I can't reset it.
No, I mean, because one of the things that recording is just the audio, it's not the podcast. Like
it's not live?
No, it is, and it says it's encoding. So, you know what, we're almost done. Give it, like, 20 minutes, I guess.
Okay, we'll,
no, but you got to get Chris. This is take the cap, please. Yeah, he doesn't know his name. He's going to have to be physically removed. He hopped.
That was very cute.
All right. The internet with this.
No, I know.
All right, let's continue.
Yeah, we'll just finish the segment, and it'll be a short segment.
Yes. She goes, I know you really understand me very well. I go, so I am your ticket home, and then you will probably go off on your own, correct? She goes, no, I won't. Why do you think so? How could you think like that? I go, I'm just adding things up in my mind. You said you don't love me. You laugh when I'm in pain. You said I don't love you. You do not want to have sex with me. I'll still help you out, but I'm just trying to figure you out.
Yeah, really?
I think it's logical. Don't you think it's logical, Joe? Joe?
Yeah, what?
Are we disturbing you?
No.
It's like talking to a scammer.
Are you belly up to the bar?
Yep.
Good boy.
She goes, I don't like whatever you are thinking or adding on your mind. Just stop that. It makes me feel bad. It's all about her.
Well, so it's making her feel bad that she doesn't like what you're thinking.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Like a woman.
Well, you know what? Women do play this game, guess what's in my mind.
They most certainly do.
And if you don't guess correctly, you don't really love me.
So we are just doing the podcast right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm so fucking disgusted with this internet.
Well, that'll have to be your you stink for next week.
So my you stink right now.
I know.
No, because like they dig everything up and then it doesn't do it. It's like, ugh.
Is that why there's that line of like,
yes.
Like grass?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Anyway, I go, I've just been doing a lot of thinking about our past few weeks. It makes me feel badly, too. I'm not happy about it, but it has happened. She goes, each moment and each time you are always thinking negatively. How could you be thinking such a thing like this at this moment? I needed your help most. Good, smart by, good by her, turning that around on me.
Yeah, I know, because usually that's you doing that to her.
Yeah.
But now she's going, "How? Why are you always thinking about yourself?
Yeah.
Your selfish needs.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Fake Davin.
Yeah.
What? What?
I go, Michelle, I have said I will help you. I'm just trying to figure it out if you just want the help or if you love me too. She goes, yes, I know sometimes I make things that doesn't show you if I really love you or no. But to me, you are my words. I'm her words.
You are, you are the words beneath my wings.
Yes.
You are my words.
I go, I am your words? What does that mean?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm just a happy someone. I know many things which I have passed through in my life, but even when I lost many things, joy, happiness, and courage.
Wow, this is like the English as a second language hallmark.
It's like a Sarah Palin speech.
I was thinking more about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
There you go.
Go ahead.
She goes, I never plan to lose joy in my life or someone who makes or brings my happiness back to me, which it is you.
This is worse English than previously, even.
So what you think? I think she just has to write on her own, and it's tough for them.
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking that whoever, either this person has had like a stroke, or
now you're making me feel bad.
This is really, it's much worse than it has been. I'm thinking they either haven't gotten enough sleep, they've had a stroke, or this is some spectacular word salad.
It is. Right, Joe?
Yep.
Perfect. I go, okay, that's good. I wish you would tell me that more often.
Whatever it is you said.
She goes, if I don't love you, honestly, I will truly end up with you from the beginning, which you knows that. We are already matured. I don't like sometimes we start thinking negatively to each other. Please. I'll tell you what, there's a sentiment in there somewhere.
I was just trying to wrap my... Well, did I have the stroke? I cannot wrap my mind around what she's saying.
Possibly.
Possibly. Do you smell toast?
Isn't that one of the things you smell toast?
I think that's one of the things.
Makes me hungry. She's stroking out. Yeah, but I just want to nosh.
Yeah, all I can think about now is jam and butter.
I go, I don't like that we did either. I hate when you say, if I don't do this or that, then I don't love you. Like, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't still be here. She goes, you are seeing it. I'm disturbing you to help me. Unknown that I only seek for help for those who I love or care.
I'm clearly having a stroke. I cannot understand.
Pip has taken off the glasses.
I had to take off my glasses and cover my eyes so I can only listen because I'm having trouble comprehending.
I like the way she says she only looks for help from people I love.
Sure.
Do I feel honored that you're going to try to scam me?
Joe. We don't look at it as scamming. We look at it as transferring resources.
Oh,
people I hold in high regard.
That's an awesome euphemism. Transferring resources.
Transferring resources.
That means picking stuff out of my pocket, doesn't it?
I mean, in a less eloquent way. I never said you were disturbing me. You just never understand that I can't do everything you need. You think it's that I don't love you. Instead of understanding why I can't, it is exhausting. She goes, I laugh at you today. That's why you started thinking all these things ageist me. I think she was going for against, but we got ageist.
Oh no. Another flag that poor Catholic school can't hang up.
Yes. I go, well, that did not help. That was hurtful. But I've been thinking this for a while. My new one's asking how it's going.
Wow. Oh, my God. It's dueling scammers. Ding, 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 ding.
I love a good romance.
Let's fight. Ding, 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 ding. How are you? I love you. Ding, 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 ding.
What are you doing? Your own little show over there?
Yes, I was. Sorry. Okay.
She goes, I laugh at you today. That's why you started thinking all these things ageist me. I go, well, that did not help. That was hurtful. But I've been thinking this for a while. She goes, it's okay if you are seeing it somehow on your mind.
What?
Why don't you listen?
I'm trying desperately.
Again.
That stroke.
It is okay.
Yep. Get your gibberish to English dictionary.
Joe must have a full glass. He's focused. Now he's going to criticize you.
You gibberish English.
Well, to be fair, that should have been bought years ago. So she goes, it's okay if you are seeing it somehow on your mind. I go, what is okay? Then I get a bunch of crying emojis. I go, why are you crying? I'm just telling you that if you love me, I need you to let me know and not always say I don't love you. I hate that. I also want intimacy with you. Talk to you later. Bunch of crying emojis. I go, why? I do not understand. I'm trying to communicate with you. And then she sends me a picture of a sad woman.
Oh, that's weird.
And then I said, ha 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 ha.
This is the only appropriate response.
Yes, I understand.
How many laughing emojis did you put
No,
out?
I just wrote, ha 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 ha.
That's so demented.
You approve.
It's just exactly what she did to you before, but it's like she won't get it. Why are you laughing at my pain?
And then she sends me another meme of a sad woman. She goes, I was never really ready for you to leave. She goes, you were trying to communicate with me by making me cry. I go, no. I want you to let me know that you love me. I don't want you to say I don't love you. I hate that. I want to have long, sweet talks with you. I want to learn about you.
Well, yeah, well, that's not unreasonable.
No!
No!
Might be hard for her to do. She goes, I know you never wanted to help me from the first time. I seek that request from you. Aha. See, like, you wouldn't that wouldn't be your natural reaction.
No.
Unless you're a scammer.
Well, then it is a natural reaction.
I want to make love to you. That's what I want. See, that's the shit. That right there is why we fight. Because you say dumb shit like that. You don't listen to me. You just focus on what you want to hear. I can't take that anymore.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Drink.
They're fighting. Drink.
Drink. She goes, you can have my body if I came home soon. You are not seeing me, and I am not seeing you. Then tell me how could you make love to me? It is not when we meet, or you want to fuck me in spirit. And Pip loves a good Halloween story.
Did she say she wants to fuck her? You want to fuck her in spirit?
Yes, or yes. You want to fuck me in spirit?
You should see what the people are fucking in the previous story.
What'd he say?
Say it again, Joe.
I said you should see what the people are fucking in the previous story.
Oh. I'm glad I asked him to repeat it.
Yes.
Oh, Christ. You know what? I don't think her rebooting brought back anything.
Oh, no.
No. I go, until then, cyber once in a while. It makes me feel good to think even though we are apart, we are sharing something like that. She goes, bunch of question marks. I go, what we've done a few times. Cyber sex. You said you enjoyed it. She goes, it is not when we meet, or you want to fuck me in spirit. I go, what do you mean fuck you in spirit?
Yeah.
She goes, you can have my body if I come home soon. You are not seeing me and I am not seeing you. Then tell me, how could you make love to me? It is not when we meet, or you want to fuck me in spirit? Did you what I asked you? Please don't use my question to ask me a question. Please.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I'm going to throw words against the wall here.
See what sticks. Do any of them make sense together?
No.
No, it is definitely spammer word salad.
I go, what is fucking in spirit? I do not understand what that means.
Is it part... It's not part of the Holy Trinity, I'm sure.
It might be. She goes, you said you want to have sex with me. You want to make love to me, right? Then I ask you that it is in physical or in spirit. I go, both. I want to be with you in every way. She goes, okay. I go, what do you want? She goes, then while you are taking it difficult to help me out, you said I should get the email to talk with our general army for leave apartment apply.
Wow. Wow. No, this person is a different person. This is a completely different arrangement of words than was used before. And this person does not seem to understand how to cyber. And the other person was ready and willing and anxious to.
So you think this is a third person?
Yeah, I don't know if it's one, two, or three, but it's definitely not the person that cybered with you. Because this person has a different way, a different syntax. They don't put sentences together properly, and the other person could manage that. So this is definitely somebody different.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, I think it is a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm having trouble understanding them.
Because you don't care.
No, I do, and I'm not even that all that tired. I am just, I tell you, I smell toast. It's coming off of this email.
I said, get it. What do you want? Physical, spirit, neither? She goes, I told you something for a few minutes. Age now, I think she meant a go, and you are using it to question me. Is that for real? I go, I do not understand. I think you believe I understand you, and sometimes I do not.
Thank you.
She goes, you're acting like you don't understand whatever I'm saying.
Yes, you dumb bunny. Yes, I cannot understand you. Like Joe said, get the gibberish to English dictionary because I cannot follow you.
And I said, because I don't.
Thank you. That's perfect. Because I don't.
She goes, okay, just forget about that. Thanks you. I go, no, answer my question.
Thanks you.
I go, no, answer my question. She goes, did you get me now? Just forget about that. Thanks you. I go, no, Michelle, I told you, get the email address. I just want to know if you want to be with me physically, in spirit, or not at all. Please answer. She goes, and as I told you before, the only way I can get out of here is through the help of the Army General here in Yemen. I think if you email our U.S. Military Department General Army and tell him that you are my husband and that you and your family needs me back home. Because that's how the military works.
And they wouldn't check anything like that.
No, just my word's good enough.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Somebody just takes me at face value.
Say you're my husband and your family needs me back home. That'll do it.
I don't think she'd lie.
Because, you know what? Nobody in the history of the Army has ever tried that.
Nope. I go, Michelle, I've told you repeatedly that is not true. I have told you that is not how leave works. I have told you there is a troop freeze. I have also told you I will speak with your general on your behalf. I am not your husband, though. I can't even figure out if you want to have sex with me.
Well, that sounds like a husband.
It most certainly does. She goes, I think he'll listen to you. And he also knows that I am one of him best soldiers. And he loves me, too. What do you think? I am. She goes, I am not your husband, though. I can't even figure out if you want to. Oh, she quotes me. She goes, yes, of course. I think so. I go, Michelle, I told you. I'll talk to him. He has limited power compared to the president. And that is not how this works. But I said I will talk to him. She goes, I'll send you the info in a way. It won't be hard for you to direct email with him. And this is his email address. And anybody wants to try this at home.
Oh, this is great.
Military depart with two T's.
Is that his middle initial?
No. Depart at USA.com.
Oh, my God. Is USA.com an actual domain? Did you?
I don't recall.
Oh.
It seems kind of fishy.
Well, you're always suspicious.
Joe, come on.
I go, I can't lie and say I'm your husband. He can check that. Then you'll get in trouble. She goes, no. I go, yes.
No.
She goes, why can't you listen to me? Why do you love doubting with me? Michelle, because I know military law. I'm trying to help you, but we must be honest.
I love doubting with you.
I love doubting with you. She goes, okay, wait. Let me show you how you're going to direct it with him. And this is the letter. U.S. Military Department leave application for emergency leave. I am, and in parentheses, your complete name, from your address, hereby wish to apply for emergency leave on, UN, behalf of my fiancé. So now we're just engaged.
Oh, okay. She backed it down. Okay.
Sergeant, your name, I guess it'd be her name, U.S. Army, UNA.mil, posted at Yemen. I want to have her home before, am I reading this right?
Who could tell?
Month. Month.
The month of the month.
Yes, the month of next month.
No.
Yes.
The month.
The number one TH. That's why I'm like, am I reading this?
The month of the month.
Well, the month of next month. You know what? This does sound official.
Oh, God.
Concerning our marital arrangement, as I am her future man.
Ah, you're future, not a man now.
I'm her future man. I will have a procedure. After then, she can return back to base. It very urgent, and I, lowercase, will be very grateful if the agency can grant my application request. Thanks for your consideration. I look forward hearing from you. Regards, your name, baby. Do you really understand that? So you have to address the letter to the Leave Department USA on this email. I go, honey, put it in there that I hope to get you pregnant so that we may start a family immediately.
Bring her home so we can bone.
It's a hell of a motto.
You know what? I think that people would be singing that as a song.
I think that was the working title of Saving Private Ryan. She goes, you can use your hand and complete the rest and send it in the email. Read it and you will understand it according to how I address it, unless you don't want to help me. I go, damn it, Michelle. You really know how to piss me off.
Because you know now, what, I don't know how to write it for myself?
No, because you're like, I don't want to help her.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, when you write to him, tell me, please. I go, I'm tired of you saying if I don't want to help you. I'm so tired of all this. She goes, I just want to get your point, please. I go, you always say like I don't want what is best for you. Like I don't care. I'm tired of it. Leave me be.
Harumph, harumph, harumph.
She goes, okay. And that's that.
Wow. Well, this was a great episode. Although I do feel like I'm going to have to go see a neurologist tomorrow. Holy crap.
A lot there.
Yeah.
But we got the address.
Yes.
So there are still.
Two T's and all.
There are still many communication problems.
Though. Oh, my God. Well, you know, the game's afoot.
Leave him out of this.
It's sorry, Joe. The foot's a game. It's going to be very interesting to see how your pen pal arrangements with the Attorney General or the General Assembly.
General Army.
The General Army. I mean, she's got so many bizarre phrases for what this is. This will be very interesting to see how this turns out.
Communication is getting more difficult.
It is, because she is this person. Is really has got less of a command of English than previous people, so I'm legitimately having trouble understanding some of the sentences. I mean, to my own amusement.
Yeah, it was hard. It was a slog for me too.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really
And weird. Like I just gotta pretend like this is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, I know.
Like that she hasn't suffered a brain injury.
Yeah, I know. You have to act like, yeah, no, I'm totally understanding what you're saying. Strange alien.
Mm. All right. We still don't have internet here, so we lost the live audience. It's weird.
But the people who are listening after the fact will still enjoy the tail
end. That's very true. All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico.
Thank you, Russ.
For his continued
support. Thank you, Russ.
For his continued support. Hopefully he will be in studio soon. What do you got, Joe?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day, Friday and Saturday. That's when Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that is your destination for that special event, Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Boss Man, what do you got coming up?
August 12th, Vanessa Hollingshead, Sharon Simon, and Donna Lloyd. Going to be a great show.
That's going to be a fantastic show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Round the Poe Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions for all your comedy needs. You need a fundraiser, private party, got a restaurant, whatever you need. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you going to be?
Nowhere.
All right. All right. The world gets a break. Thursday, July 28th, I will be at the waterfront in Forked River. Forked.
Like Forked.
Forked.
Oh, just Forked.
Forked River.
Forked River.
Let's name it that.
Forked River, New Jersey. For tickets, call 609-888-6063. 609-888-6063. Thursday, July 28th. Should be a good time. We appreciate you guys listening live. Sorry that they crapped out. She's still trying to listen live. Oopsie. We certainly appreciate the podcast. Got efforts to get the interwebs fixed, although that was allegedly fixed. They suck so bad.
Oh, so
anyway.
Bad.
Anyway, thank you all. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.